Oh, yeah.
You're Turn listening. Me up.
Hell yeah, ladies and gentlemen.
My dick is small and I can't get it hard.
Time to come town 2021. The official Kylie Minogue podcast. You're not allowed to sue us because you're Australian.
That's
you're
right, Beach.
A woman.
Yep. No rights over there.
We've got a new law that says Sheila's. You can't do a lawsuit because you're a cunt.
Because you're a fucking cunt.
Because you're a cunt.
Woo. Damn, dude. Mm. Can I say something?
Fucking cunt.
Kylie Minogue absolutely could get it.
She could get it, yeah.
I definitely beat off to her.
More so when she was older.
When I was 12, I beat off to her.
Mm. You say more so when she was older. I say the same so in a different fashion.
She's, right. she's aged well.
She's like fine
she's
wine.
She's Joanne's boomerangs.
Yeah. She is.
Joanne's didgeridoo.
I know what you're saying.
Just getting your dick sucked through a didgeridoo. That's probably the funniest hate crime. They're all funny, but the funniest one is sticking your dick in the end of a didgeridoo.
Is that a hate crime?
While an aboriginal is trying to play.
Yeah, it's okay. Their culture.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hold on.
Wow, wow, wow. And then you just put your cock in there.
Is that rape? I guess that's some kind of assault. Putting your cock in an instrument somebody's playing.
Yeah.
Because that's not, you're not, like if I put, how long does the instrument have to be where it's not sexual assault?
Next time we go to Australia, we should find a guy playing a didgeridoo and be like, oh, what is this? You're like, oh, it's a didgeridoo, mate. And you're like, oh, with an N? Uh-huh. You're like, no. I'm like, all right, cool. All right, I'm going back to America. Back.
Well, that does it.
That was the bit.
That was $15,000 bit.
But it was worth every fucking penny.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get it back.
Can't get my penis hard. It hurts when I think about women's pussy.
I should do the levels on the phone.
I love it.
We got a cord that puts, oh, fuck. I just got a charlie horse.
You need Adam to massage you?
Oh, yeah. I'll give you a little rub.
Dude, nice. Sec, I'm the rub guy. You can't rub for shit, Adam.
No, Stav gives incredible massage.
Mm-hmm. I have beautiful hands.
To any of the 12 girls listening, Stav gives an amazing massage.
I have beautiful hands, and they're just as good on a shoulder as they are in a pussy or around a titty.
It's true.
You know, it's crazy that
gifted fingers. Hands. Actually, I sued Ben Carson because gifted hands is
that was your thing.
That's my thing.
I told you I thought that the name of his book was. I was trying to remember it, and what popped into my head was "If These Hands Could Eat Pussy."
Yeah, that's right. Which is beautiful.
Which is really good.
It's crazy that he died from coronavirus.
Yeah, dude. All right,
I miss him, dude.
I miss his pizza.
His pizza, it's so good.
Dude, his wife is a piece of ass.
We haven't done this in so long that I'm like worried that this is just not recording anything.
It looks like it's recorded.
I think it is. Everything lights are on, but
there's
just
a
like,
clock.
Here's what we should do: we'll just record the audio on my phone, and release the shittiest audio of all time. Just the notes app.
We finally switched podcast hosts. I'd like to say thank you to Shout Engine for years of
to Shout Engine.
They stood by our side.
They stood by our side and never charged us for bandwidth. And then we had to switch just because I guess we need better stats. I forget why we did it.
Well, I think it kept crashing.
Yeah. Got the first bill from the new host, fucking $1,100.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
I mean, we're going to have to switch the phone audio.
Yeah, let's get that notes app going.
Dude,
it feels like a scam. There's no way they pay that much, like anywhere close to. It's got to be like fucking 10,000% markup on bandwidth.
We should get littler audio files.
Yeah. Well, that was the other thing. Shout Engine like compressed all your shit. Like they would do it for you.
Yeah, it was like 30 megs or something.
Yeah, and I think it's clear.
So how does audio work?
Is it
like a reverse of a hard cock?
If I haven't learned at this point, the thing audio engineering is kind of like cooking, and that to be good at it, you have to be like kind of a homo sort of.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that. Bobby Flay gets a lot of pussy.
Well,
he fucked January Jones. I believe
he fucked Ari's wife from Entourage.
Yeah,
who's Ari's wife?
She wasn't given her name in the show. She was called Mrs. Ari. Seriously,
but who was the character? Who was the actress?
Oh, Bobby Frey.
She was hot.
Let me just check.
She was hotter, older. Actress lady.
I'm feeling a little January Jones right now.
Yeah, that's right. That's welcome true. To 2021.
2021. I'm ready to start doing drugs.
Really?
Well,
I did a lot of drugs in December.
We did a lot of drugs.
I accidentally became addicted to Kratom for like 3 weeks.
Yeah, Nick was texting me wanted to die from Kratom withdrawals.
What? Melissa Gold, she does have a name, you liar.
They gave her a name, I think, in the Entourage movie. I think seven seasons she didn't
she's
have a
name. She's built kind of nice. Her body's way better than her face.
Yeah,
I'll say
she's
that
got. She's got a tight body.
But, you know, her face has a nice little charm to it as well. Yeah.
Who's Meg the Stallion?
Oh, she's so hot.
She's fat as shit?
Yeah, no, she's chick not from fat. Family Guy.
I don't know who she is.
She's hot as shit. She's got big ass titties, a big ass. She's a rapper. She's a good rapper, too.
But she's fat as shit?
No, she's not fat. She's got big titties and
she's
a big
She's not like
ass.
Another Lizzo. Mm-hmm. Did you see Lizzo?
No.
Lizzo
she's
fucking...
not a Lizzo.
Not even close,
Lizzo,
brother.
Like, mentioned that she was, like, going on a diet and all these fat women were losing their minds on Twitter.
Yeah, I was one of them.
They're like, this is...
she betrayed us.
Yeah.
She betrayed the community.
This is violence.
It's violence against me personally. How dare you? Yeah.
Wow, I can't believe how many people are sharing this fucking body negative bullshit.
It is pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
It is pretty funny. That's why I don't keep my. You guys, you can say it, but I have lost 400. I've lost 150.
So I was looking incredible.
Yeah, I've lost 150 pounds. I had the surgery.
Ruin the surprise.
Mm-hmm. But and that's why I keep it secret because imagine the beautiful little fat boys that would be crying into their pillows if they knew they lost their biggest hero and inspiration.
Yeah.
So if you have a fat son who's listening...
Your skin looks better than it normally does.
Thank you. I actually have been... I was the 20,000 step bastard in December.
Nice. Uh-huh.
I took 20,000 steps every day. It's like 9 miles. And I've been eating fish. I've been eating a lot of fish.
Yeah, I really fucking destroyed myself in
you look good.
December.
No, you look fine.
No, I'm in pain.
I don't know how you feel, but you look good. Yeah. Your body looks nice.
Something happened.
The arms are looking jacked.
This part of my knees started hurt, whatever this bone.
Oh, that fucks me up all the time.
This shit started hurting, so I started limping.
Hell yeah.
I'm putting more weight on this leg, and now this knee's fucked up.
Yeah.
So now I just look like a pirate.
You should get fucking knee braces.
I just have like rickets.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dude, speaking of, did you see the fucking... The Tom Segura video,
dude. That guy got his shit fucked up.
Dude, it's brutal.
It's insane.
It's what
brutal.
Is the video?
His arm snapped.
No, it's before it's even his arm. He goes to like dunk, and then he just breaks his knee approaching the hoop.
Yeah.
So his knee just gives out, and then as he falls to the ground, he snaps his arm.
Like snaps, bro. His arm is the wrong way
just
completely.
Bends, and his body just disintegrates.
Oh, God, he's in a fucking...
Not even from trying to dunk, because if you realize it, it falls apart when he's considering dunking as an option.
It's the first... time his body was going to even sort of explode at all. The first instance of building towards explosion for a dunk.
Yeah. Wait, is this
and it all happened on like a live stream.
Yeah.
It's insane. Pickup basketball games have killed more comedians than COVID.
Yeah.
This happened to Tom Segura. This wasn't like a video reposted.
It happened. No. And that's the irony. It's that he's become the guy that posts fucked up videos.
Yeah.
And it's like he became one himself.
Oh my gosh.
It's actually poetic, although I feel sorry for the guy. But,
yeah.
Poor guy.
He got fucked up, bro.
I mean, it's brutal to watch.
Brutal in a way that doesn't even make me feel like
it's also
I'm like
very
oh nothing
funny.
Happened to me
because it's just like seeing somebody like dribble a ball twice and then just like
I know
just fall apart.
I'm not even joking. I will not play basketball until I lose 70 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
That's the next time I'm
it's
playing
not
basketball.
Safe for you.
But I love it. It sucks. But yeah. Shouts out to Tom Segura. Prayers up for Tom Segura.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's fine.
No, he's fine. But they literally had to fucking...
Is he in a body cast?
Bro, they literally... He showed his x-rays, like he posted that shit. Like, it was a part. It looked fake.
God.
It looked like a cartoon. Like, it snapped, and they had to put eight nails in his fucking arm to get his shit. Like, it's crazy how much... Like, I did not even know an arm could snap that much from that kind of injury.
I was laughing about, like, a trans person getting the surgery, and then they have a cast around their penis, and all their friends are Johnny the Cat.
That's funny.
Have a great summer.
Have a great summer. Can't wait. Yeah. Can't wait to see this thing in action.
You're going to have such a nice penis.
You're going to have such a cool penis.
In fifth grade. That's going to happen, dude. Once they start giving the kids the surgeries.
Uh-huh, that's what awesome. Biden's yeah. proposing.
We're gonna get the kids. I'm even further away than I was.
Rectory.
The kids are gonna have, they got cock surgery.
This is awesome because I don't remember anything from any of the episodes.
I don't either.
And they're probably going to be so pissed.
I also don't remember exactly what Biden even, like, I don't can't even.
He hasn't talked in a month.
He hasn't. He hasn't done anything.
He hasn't said shit about fucking $2,000
checks. The only thing he said is, like, the situation on the border, you're going to need to buck your britches, Charlie. Yeah,
exactly. The only
you're
going to
need to slow your cookies.
He said Charlie? He thinks the Vietnamese are coming?
I don't know what he said. There was some like reporter that's like, the stories about your son, do you still think that's Russian disinformation? He's like, I can't. Come on, man. You're just nothing but a two-time Jolly Sunday over here. You got a one horse Davy.
Yeah.
He called somebody a one horse pony.
That's awesome, okay. dude. Mm-hmm. It is going to be hilarious how fucking horrible he's going to be a president.
Things are going to get so much worse. And it's, I don't know, this is probably just projection, but like in my own head, it's like, you know better than to know that like, the election and then the change of the year isn't suddenly going to make anything let up.
Yeah.
But no matter what, like, at least internally, on like an emotional level, you still, like, there's still some idea of like, no, it'll be a new year.
It's going to be great. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then as soon as, like,
and the then, clock, Biden's like, we're going to keep those kids in the cages. Yeah.
I don't even mean politically. I mean, I just, like, fucking everything. It's like,
no, the whole world. I know. Nothing's going to change. No one's getting any fucking.
It's only getting sadder.
It's only getting worse. More businesses are going to close. They're not going to give people enough fucking money to survive.
I'm going to day trade my way out of it.
Oh, yeah? Wolf of Wall Street?
That's been my month, guys.
I want to be a fucking real estate mogul, I've decided.
I think it's not a bad idea.
I'm going to buy every house in Greektown.
I was looking at real estate in New York, and it's not getting any cheaper.
It's
despite
not.
What I would assume.
Because it's all going to be bought up by fucking like
Chinese.
You know who. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those guys.
Yeah. It's going to be the people that get Chinese food on Christmas and the people that sell it on Christmas. That's who gets all the fucking houses.
And everything's going to be Chinese food restaurants.
That wouldn't be bad.
It wouldn't be bad.
That's a consolation prize. If
every, it's gonna be a golden age.
The golden dragon happy tower. Every huge fucked up.
You know what I miss? Chinese buffet.
Dude, I was just thinking about this the other day.
All you can
I was
eat.
Thinking about
because I don't really give a shit about Chinese food, but that like going to Chinese buffet as an adult, that's like that's Dave and Buster's for you.
Dude, getting higher than giraffe pussy and going to fucking just the shittiest Chinese buffet. Something that costs you $9 to get in. And just go seeing a fucking getting so many chicken tenders and chicken wings when and lo mains.
When all this opens up, I'm gonna open a Chinese buffet place. But like as you eat, tickets come out of the table.
That's awesome.
So the more you eat, there's a scale on the table that weighs how much your food is. And it as the food comes off, you get more tickets.
So it's like a Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah. So
and you get to exchange your tickets for prizes.
Yeah. You get heartburn medicine. Mm-hmm. You get diabetic socks.
Yeah. Vampire teeth, but also real replacement teeth.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, dude. All I want is to be crushing my fifth plate while watching a Hispanic family eating crab legs.
Remember that, like the. You know the basketball game, but it had like the Rocky music.
Unlicensed.
It had a fake,
bootleg
Rocky music.
If I had a basement, I'd put one of those, the super shot, but the hoop that goes back
that
and forth.
Rock. That would rock. I would want one of those in an NBA Jams console or a Simpsons console.
Like a cabinet?
Yeah. Cabinet. Mm-hmm.
That would be cool.
I got half of mine to buy a fucking cabin.
We used to go to Pinballs in Austin. I remember going there with someone who will not be named on the show or ever given a shout out again, other than to call him a piece of shit.
I'm going
to
give him a shout out.
But years ago, many years ago, before, I like to imagine I'm Obi-Wan and he's a Jedi that never got good at the Force at all.
He wasn't even good enough for the dark side.
Instead of admitting that it was a lack of talent, he decided to rebrand himself as a public intellectual instead of a Jedi. But back when we were friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, we would go to like pinballs, and I remember there was one night we just like stored a bunch of beer in like the fucking like the newspaper thing outside.
Oh, hell yeah.
As a family, and then we would just go, you know, like go outside and drink beers out of the newspaper thing.
That is such a Ricky thing to do.
Yeah, it really
That's
is.
That's so Trailer Park Boys.
Yeah.
And then just go because you couldn't have beer because it was literally a children's establishment.
Yeah. Well, I remember like bitching about there being children there. And then he's like, that's like the most Austin statement. You go to a fucking pinball arcade and bitch about families being there. Well, you're trying to get trashed. You're trying to break the rules and get drunk in the parking lot next to the, you know, whatever.
Yeah, get trashed, play the Sopranos pinball game.
Ah, hell.
Yeah. God damn, dude.
R.I.P. to the creek in the cave.
That's true. That is kind of gay.
As I heard Rebecca started doing OnlyFans toward the end, and they changed the name to A Peek at My Cave.
Really? Yeah. In the basement. In the basement.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She would just show her pussy.
She would show her pussy. She would sit on the open mic stage and show her pussy to a camera set up on the far end of the room.
Okay.
She would go on OnlyFans, and you'd be looking at a woman 35 feet away.
Right.
Just opening her pussy.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. There could probably be an open mic of OnlyFans. There's enough people, like open micers, that do OnlyFans that you could probably... Yeah.
Is that a thing, though?
Everyone does OnlyFans.
Everyone's got their titties out for money.
Wow.
Which respect. I wonder if I could have one, if gay men would pay to see my balls and how much.
Mm-hmm. You probably could. I heard celebs are going into it now and not, like, showing dick.
Yeah, Cardi B has one, and, like...
Michael B. Jordan's getting one.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah. To show the but not showing the penis.
So what's he showing?
I'm trying to see Creed's dick.
I want to see his cock. Mm-hmm.
It's so funny that we've landed on a world where everyone's convinced that not only should you, but it's also good to whore yourself out on the internet.
I know,
that you should just be like a fucking bottom dollar prostitute.
It's a new way to connect digitally, with your fans.
That's like normal.
Yeah.
I know exactly. I was thinking about this because it's like, I mean...
Do whatever you fucking want.
Well, you don't have to be a prostitute, I guess. You just get to show nudes.
Yeah, you sell your nudes in a special... I mean, that's clearly... If that's not a sign that society is crumbling, I don't know what is.
Yeah.
Well, it's just like, you literally have to fucking...
I mean,
you
know. We have one of the... That's... Us and them are the last two jobs in America.
100%.
Yeah.
And what they do is so much more valuable to society.
It's true.
I mean, it is pretty humiliating.
You can't bust to our show.
I guess some people probably do.
To do something because it was a hobby 5 years ago.
Yeah.
That literally the only reason this started is so that when we did stand-up, you could like kind of string together...
Yeah.
Like a consistent audience.
100%.
Yeah.
We were just like, that'll be fun. It'll help our numbers.
To reach new fans.
And then, I mean, I guess I got writing work, and so stand-up fell by the wayside anyways. But, like, now stand-up doesn't even exist.
I know.
Now it's just this thing, which is even further removed from being any kind of, like, creative output than stand-up is even, mm-hmm. which was already pretty fucking lazy.
100%.
Yeah.
It's the easiest one. Mm-hmm. It's like, because even if you didn't feel like writing, you just get on stage and be funny.
Exactly.
Like, all right, great. Well, I did it. I didn't work at all for the last few weeks, but I fucking called somebody
gay. I went to work.
I
clocked in and clocked out.
And then
out.
You think of one, like, one new joke in your head, you're like, I did it. And it's
a
like,
half
it's
idea.
25 seconds. You did it, 25 seconds of work. And then you're like, I got some new stuff. And you're just working on that bit for 4 weeks.
And this is like, I don't remember this show happening.
What do you mean?
I don't remember. We do it and I don't remember. No.
Oh,
I
mean,
anything I've ever said on this show.
No, this is complete bullshit. It's crazy that this is what has made our lives so easy.
Mm-hmm.
this is like... We just have never, It was really funny when Jake did the show, Jake Head, and he was like, damn. I mean, I didn't think you guys had a fucking a script. We're like, yeah, man, we just fucking talk for an hour.
Yeah, that's all a podcast is.
And people love it. And these and everyone fucking eats it up. And that's, you know what? True. Me too. I would listen to basketball. I mean, I listen to a ton of podcasts. Uh-huh. But I don't listen to any fucking comedy podcast.
I listen to one soccer and one basketball podcast.
What's your soccer pod?
It's an Arsenal podcast.
Why is that embarrassing?
I don't know.
He's
man.
Pretending to be embarrassed.
Yeah,
he's not actually.
I like it. Yeah, they're pretty. They're cool.
Why was that couch that way?
I don't know. That's just how I say.
I was expecting to be like, it's a couple of pedophiles.
It's the gay guys only listening to the soccer podcast.
Gay guys
podcast.
Soccer pedophile podcast.
I listen to a soccer podcast. Oh, it's embarrassing. It's the one for the team I like.
Yeah, it's a good podcast.
What are they called? Give
them
a shout out.
The Ars Blog podcast.
There you go.
Yeah, they're pretty funny. They're pretty funny sometimes. They have jokes in there sometimes.
There you go. I listen to a bevy of basketball pods.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking The Athletic, Low Post.
I listen to Low Post as well.
Dunked On is very good. Hollinger and Duncan. I never have a thought. I'm always listening to a basketball podcast.
That's cool.
Or Talking Sopranos, which is the best podcast.
You
know what? I have to say,
Michael Imperioli and who
else? Steve Schirripa. Well, I have to say, listening to that podcast makes me understand when.
What's the Michael Imperioli podcast?
No, it's the Talking Sopranos podcast.
Oh, okay. Steve Schirripa and Michael Imperioli.
Can I say something embarrassing about the one time I listened to it?
Yeah.
I felt like I knew more about Sopranos than them.
You're so wrong. What the fuck?
I just felt like.
You're so.
I felt like I knew more.
You're such a piece of shit.
I know. It's
that's the embarrassing thing.
It could be true.
It's embarrassing.
I mean, I haven't listened
to it. They were like analyzing stuff, and I'm like, all right, you got half of the point, I guess.
Okay, but the point
they're
is.
They're just actors.
They're just the people involved in the fucking project.
Yeah, but they're not.
Michael Imperioli wrote for the show.
Harrison Ford like famously despises Star Wars and hates Star Wars.
No,
fans.
No, I don't.
Yeah,
think
but they love the show. Imperioli wrote for it. They've done a live show.
I listened literally to half of an episode.
What
so.
You just said offends me.
Yeah, it is. It was very obnoxious.
And it shows what a piece of shit you are.
I feel like a piece of shit for saying. I shouldn't have said that. And my apologies to them.
I'll tell you what. If you're a piece of shit and your dick doesn't work.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Right. Mm-hmm. I got the solution.
We are
for
pleased
you.
To announce that our good friends Blue Chew have returned as a sponsor of the show
and that's
in
great.
2021.
And I got to say, the new pack,
mm-hmm.
there's a little difference in the packaging.
The freshies.
I finally have to re-up.
They're fresh.
Because I had my shit on like fucking, I need 9 pills a day.
Yeah. Yours by like $200.
And then quarantine happened. And then I had this like stockpile.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've now found that if there was like if we were like the bunker down, there's any kind of nuclear holocaust,
mm-hmm.
I would need to fill the bunker with Blue Chew pills.
Yep, to keep your dick hard.
Because I started going through them. I didn't even realize. Yeah, because you're right. The old packaging, there's like too much packaging.
Too much packaging.
Yeah.
And so you think you have way more than you do.
Absolutely.
Wait,
I love the new pack.
It's in a what's it called? Like a foil.
You know what it is.
With a cockhead on top.
I haven't gotten it.
Yeah, you get a hard cock. Yeah.
I haven't gotten it in a little bit.
They're shaped like, they're in like a Mentos tube now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. My dick sucks, it doesn't work.
I'm only 30 years old and I need dick pills to get hard.
My dick doesn't work anymore. Mentos, you're gay.
Blue Chew, just admit you're gay.
Just say you're gay, Blue Chew.
You don't need these.
Stop living the lie.
You're a piece of shit.
Anyway, if you are in the closet like me and Nick, Adam over here,
a big fancy walk-in closet.
Yeah. Oh, it's a really nice closet.
Oh my
women's
god,
clothes.
The shoe rack.
Yep, we're doing our makeup in there.
Incredible.
And then we're like, oh, time to take a Blue Chew and have sex with a girl.
Everything's color coded.
So like, why can't I just be with a guy like Elliot Page? Why can't I just be gay and have sex with Elliot Page? A man.
That would be awesome. Guy.
God damn, I really want to just shove my cock into Elliot's pussy. His male pussy.
Does Elliot have a pussy still?
I don't know. I haven't asked.
Is he trying to get a cock?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder.
Anyway, honestly, imagine like
it didn't say anything about.
Can you
that
imagine
in the letter?
Yeah. How would a brave thing to do to come out for the ninth time?
That is, yeah. Well, yeah, he has done it a couple times.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's like although, that's yeah.
Although now
it's like that song, "Let's Twist Again," like we did. like this is the same song.
Yeah.
And now I'm gay again.
I'm a different kind of gay now.
Like I was last summer. I'm gay again. I'm still queer.
BlueChew.com.
But mm-hmm. regardless,
yeah, yeah.
whether you're a man with a penis or a woman with the penis. Mm-hmm. And you want to get it hard.
Yes.
You got to go to our friends over at Blue Chew. And like I said, the Fresh Pack, it's getting my dick harder than it has in years. Mm-hmm. It's even, I don't know if they changed the formula. They have a new pharmacy. I don't know what it is, but my cock mm-hmm. is screaming right now. It's coming at hard. And
you ever, a little whistle.
You ever see those, the baseball from Major League?
Mm-hmm.
You know flame. How it's got the flames in yeah. the face and it's screaming?
Yeah, it's like, ah.
That's what my cock wow, is like now.
Your dick is the wild
my
thing.
My dick is the wild thing. And it's going in there and I don't even have to worry. Sometimes with the old packaging, or maybe it was because I was even fatter and doing more drugs, my yeah. dick would even need a little kickstart even on a Blue Chew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, folks, with the new pack, my dick, like I said, harder than it's been in centuries. And if you want your cock to be like that, and here's the thing, it's not like we're selling you fucking, random herbs. This isn't fucking, you know, Chinese fucking lemongrass or moose root or whatever the fuck it's right. called. This is the same active ingredients mm-hmm. in Viagra and Cialis, tadalafil and sildenafil.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting your dick so fucking hard.
I'm playing the music from Blue Chew's video.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wow.
Yep.
Enjoy.
Enjoy getting your prick.
See that now?
Stiff.
The Blue Chew, they'll be like, wow, thanks for doing the audio, making this sound really professional.
Yeah. Thanks for that Elliot Page aside.
But yeah, you talk to a, you don't even have to, no doctor's visit. You're like, please, doctor. I remember at one point I tried to trick my Italian doctor when I was in Baltimore still. I said I was pissing all the time, and I read somewhere on the internet that dick pills are a solution.
Uh-huh.
And he didn't believe me, but he still gave me the dick pills anyway because he's a good guy.
What a nice guy.
You're not going to get a guy like that. You're not going to get a guy like my friend Vincenzo, okay?
Uh-huh. A doctor with just a first name.
I don't. I didn't want to say his last name.
Oh, no.
You know.
My dick doesn't work.
My dick doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. In Chinese?
Yeah.
My dick doesn't work.
Why is it so slow?
Because Chinese people have
it's a language.
My dick doesn't work.
It's a language of intonation.
Yeah, I love this. Arabic is an option here.
They won't let you. Yeah. The Arabs won't allow. Say their dicks don't work.
It's Chichua. I'm going to get canceled by people. How dare you say what is Chichua? one of the most beautiful native languages.
I don't think saying what is Chichua is the cancelable part.
How dare you fucking ask that question? You're fired from the reservation. You're not allowed to come here.
Dude,
my dick doesn't work.
Good old American style.
That's right.
Thanks.
So,
my dick doesn't work.
But, yeah, apparently.
What you want to do is go to fucking BlueChew.com.
You put in promo code Cumtown.
Cumtown, I believe so.
And you get a.
Ma bite ne fonctionne pas.
You get a very generous.
Mi dick ne fonctionne pas. Ne fonctionne pas.
Ma bite ne fonctionne pas.
What do you say cock in French? Mon flûte? Isn't it flûte?
Yeah, it's flûte.
But whatever the way you say flûte, I honestly think it is.
Is it?
Or something like
that's
that.
That's funny.
My dick doesn't work.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
My dick doesn't work.
Why do you have the option to make them sound like their own fucking ketamine?
No, when you hit play twice on Google Translate, it slows it down. So you can hear it. Oh, Maori. Here we go. No, it doesn't do it.
My dick doesn't work.
Well, that's fucked up.
My dick doesn't work.
Where's Greek, dude?
Kaore taku diki mai.
Is that Maori?
Dude, do Greek. Yeah. I need the representation.
I don't think they have Greek.
What?
Yeah.
Yes, they fucking do.
No, it's not a real language.
What the fuck?
Kaore taku diki mai.
What is that?
It's Greek.
aorta kyudiki mai.
That's not Greek, dude.
Wow, well, that's what it sounds like. It says you, Greek. Dude.
Sounds like your mom.
God, like that's you. Not a fucking. That's not Greek words. Dude.
Sounds like Venetia.
It doesn't sound like my mom. anyway, bluechew.com, promo code cumtown.
You get a very generous, handsome.
You get your first order free, I believe.
Yeah, I think you just pay the shipping, right?
Just shipping.
Just the shipping. And
you pop a couple
shipping.
Of those. And listen.
Stavros penis istini.
No. How dare you?
Wait.
Now you know how
Stavros
to do Greek.
Stavros penis istini.
Wow, wow, that's dude. Your mom.
Now you understand how to do it all of a sudden. Mm. To do that, though.
Mm-hmm. Stavros play ridiculous. With his thing.
Stavros penis istini.
Stavros penis istini. Bluechew.com.
There you go. Bluechew.com. Go to Bluechew.com and you can get your tiny penis hard.
Mm-hmm. Really, it's a fantastic product that we all stand behind.
We all stand behind. We fucking advertise a lot of products on this show.
Fuck my pussy at Bluechew.com.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. This wire is
fuck
real.
Fuck my pussy at Bluechew.com.
And you get to fuck a Greek woman's pussy if you log on to Bluechew.com.
Yeah.
Yes, bluechew.com, promo code cumtown.
Fuck my pussy at bluechew.com, promo code fango.
Fungo?
Is that but put fag?
Oh.
Fango.
That is promo code. Oh, wait.
It's promo code cumtown, correct?
There you go.
It might be cumtown 20.
Or cumtown 20.
Or cumtown 20.
I'm looking it up now. Yeah, why don't you talk about your experience doing the video or whatever, Adam?
I just did.
And maybe
doing
Adam.
A video what?
Promo code Kike 2021.
2021.
What is that?
What 2021.
Yeah, but I wanted to say that one.
Oh. Well, she pronounced it, how did she play it again?
Minger.
Okay.
It's with an M.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's the M word.
It's the M word. Mom, they call me the M word at school. Thank God he's retarded.
or else this would really hurt his feelings.
The mom's all confused. They called you the what?
The M word.
they called you a boop boop.
No, mongoloid.
Oh,
yeah. Well, you
that's
are.
Fine.
What's that?
I thought you were
getting crazy now, yeah. Son, with all this political correctness on. Stuff.
You don't even know half the letters.
What's that word?
Spell it, and then I'll get mad.
Spell
go
it.
Go ahead.
If you
spell
even know,
it, and then I'll get mad.
You don't even know what they're saying. You got to stop having me fight your battles for you.
Yeah, grow up.
This is the shittiest payment of a fucking mentally disabled kid.
All right. It's sink or swim time already. You're in fifth grade.
But I don't know how to swim.
And that's part of the problem.
It's promo code cumtown.
It's promo code cumtown,
everyone.
Promo
code cumtown. If you like sex, you'll love getting pussy.
That's true. They should rebrand as that. What's up with Mr. Peanut? He's dead, and now he's a baby. But
wait,
now
they
he's
brought
an
him
adult.
Back. Oh, it's like they're getting into the baby Yoda craze.
I don't fucking
trying
know.
To have a baby or a peanut.
Shouts out to Baby Yoda, by the way. The Mandalorian is good.
You watched it?
I did. I watched it on acid.
My father loves it.
Really?
Yeah. He's a big fan.
Tell him to call me. We'll talk about
it. I want to get fucked in my ass by Baby Yoda.
I want Baby Yoda to use the force to fuck my ass.
Yeah, yeah. Something like that.
Open up my ass with the force, Baby Yoda.
No, yeah. He didn't say that.
Are you sure?
He likes the show.
Wow.
Put
Beskar in my ass.
I was trying to think.
Beskar is the hardest metal in the universe, by the way, so that's why.
In Mandalorian?
Mm-hmm. In the Star Wars canon. You can even fight a lightsaber with it.
Wow.
And that's what your dad wants in his ass, to be clear.
Because it's not very pleasant.
Because it's that hard. Well, not for you, but for a gay man. Well, I guess for you, too.
I don't know if it's... I mean, once it gets hard, you know, I don't know if you need it to be the hardest thing
I guess
ever.
That's true. A hard dick is hard, but compared to metal,
a
it's
hard
pretty
dick
soft.
Is still a little...
It's got a little give.
Has a little give.
Yeah. But
welcome back, YouTube pipe smokers. Mutton Chop Piper here.
Oh, it's your pipe guy.
I love this guy, dude.
Is that playing through the thing?
Yeah.
Or is it just loud as fuck?
No,
that
it sounds
was really
good,
loud.
Right? It sounds good. It's just, yeah.
That pipe guy's amazing.
Today's video is entitled.
It sounds like we're in the room with him.
What kind of
it
pipe does. Smoker do you want to be?
This is the kind of shit you've been watching?
Dude, I love this guy. It's so funny. He just, like, lives in his basement. I don't know if he's, like, got, like, a family or something upstairs, but...
Fuck yeah. I'm about to be a basement dweller, dude. I'm redoing the basement in Baltimore.
Pipe smokers and...
Oh, this is the quote. This is it, right?
What influenced me to start smoking a pipe? I have told you this in the past, but my primary reason was because of reading about pipe smokers in The Lord of the Rings.
Salute.
Yeah.
Big salute to this man.
J.R. Tolkien's Lord of the Rings.
Fuck yeah, dude, that rocks.
Mm-hmm.
That guy's cool.
That guy is cool.
Welcome back, YouTube pipe smokers. Mutton Chop Piper here.
Mutton Chop Piper.
Well, the title of today's video is...
I guess I should do my job.
He's pretty cool.
Instead of this guy rules. It's like there's no way to...
Have you been letting the pipe fly?
Yeah, I got it. I've been just smoking the pipe in the apartment.
Respect. You smoked it in my apartment, and it smelled like pipe for a couple days.
Yeah, yeah, it smells good, huh?
I don't know. After a couple days, it didn't smell great.
Yeah, you can't smoke a pipe in another man's house, man.
Yes, you can.
No, I mean we were doing.
You're smoking other stuff.
We were smoking dust.
You're smoking angel dust.
But I also
dust.
Came over and just started smoking it casually.
Yeah. Right.
Even outside of the context of that.
Yeah.
That's a move. You should bring your pipe.
Yeah. That's a wildly disrespectful move.
Go to him.
Just start smoking in someone's home.
It's fucking 1942. It's a heavy smell.
Yeah.
There's a weight to the smell.
Yeah.
A cigarette, that doesn't smell good.
No, you can't. I would rather have a pipe.
Yeah, I would not smoke a cigarette in somebody's house.
But I would not. Let me be very clear. I don't want either.
I'll say a cigarette. I mean, maybe it's the volume of smoke, but a cigarette wouldn't last as long.
That's probably fair. One residual. Cigarette. I had growing up, one of my best friend's parents were smokers that just ripped cigs all day indoors.
That
smelled
rough.
Horrific,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
You went into that guy's house, your clothes smelled like cigarettes for fucking weeks.
I went, I got a fucking credenza off of Craigslist once from these two sisters that smoked in their house for like 50 years.
That's awesome.
And you wiped the soot. Like the soot that came off.
Were they hot?
No, they were both dead of emphysema. And the kids
say
were...
Say it again.
Say it again.
Emphysema.
Shut up, dude. You don't pronounce it like that. Emphysema. You don't say emphysema. You know you've never heard anyone say that.
Just don't be funny in that moment.
I wasn't saying that to be
funny. No one says emphysema.
I wasn't saying it to be
funny.
If
your brain is like, I should say a joke here, and it lands on, I'm going to say a word dumb on purpose, don't do it.
It's no, not that's even how I say the word.
You've never said it that way.
I've said that word to you before.
Where have you heard it that way? Where did you learn to say it that way?
Well, we used to live, when I was growing up,
is that how they pronounce it in Las Vegas?
That's how my dad used to pronounce it. When we lived by all these old ladies.
That's only because he thought he was pronouncing it Emphysema.
Maybe. He called the house Chateau Emphysema.
Adam, I have Emphysema. I'm drunk off Zima and I can't stop effing guys.
I'm effing man off Zima.
I've got Emphysema.
That's a stretch. That was a reach.
They keep stretching me.
They keep reaching into my ass.
I'm stretched.
Okay.
They've got a new car. It's called a stretch limo because you can put it in your ass to prepare yourself for Bastille Day. For the storming of my castle.
How do you
celebrate Bastille Day?
Emphysema, motherfucker. Emphysema, you know exactly how we say it. Yeah. The way everyone in the fucking world says it. The way you've heard it said
in an American accent, yes.
Emphysema. Even your dad doesn't say it that way.
He says he used to call it
emphysema. He would say it like
Chateau
that.
Chateau emphysema. Maybe that's all.
Here's the thing.
I say words wrong all the time, not as a bit, but sometimes I do it to be a little quirky. but not in that context.
That's a horrible character trait.
You know what? Why don't you make up really for this bad, by going in the kitchen and whipping us up some Rice Krispie treats?
I don't
know. That would be awesome. I can't. I have to be a beautiful butterfly.
You guys are on diet.
How about this counterpoint? Rice Krispie treats.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds good. Damn, that is. You know what I did do over winter break, which we've talked about.
Somebody do this.
Times.
Do me a favor and whip up a little drawing of Snap, Crackle, and Pop having sex with the Pep Boys.
Okay. Yeah, there's a 3-on-3 kind of situation.
What were we doing?
Who's fucking who in the ass?
What was that Brady Bunch thing we were doing in the woods?
Oh, it was. They were all guys.
Yeah. And then the guy met another guy.
And then
they were all gay.
And their son sucked.
And then
cocks.
The sons also had gay sex.
It was the gay guy bunch.
And it was called the gay.
The gay guy bunch.
The gay guy bunch.
The gay guy bunch.
I mean, that was possibly the dumbest one of all.
It's one of the smartest
and
ones.
And the sons also fucked each other's butts.
One time a guy met another guy, and that guy also had 3 sons. And the 2 guys had sex with each other. And then the sons also had sex.
Actually,
they were wrong. They were all gay.
They were all gay.
It's pretty funny in retrospect.
So anyway, you were at
retrospect.
You were at Chateau Emphysema.
Adam retrospect.
Remember? Oh, I did over winter break make the banana pudding with vanilla wafers inside of
respect.
It, which we've been
Ooh.
Talking about for months.
Big respect.
I always keep a bit of jello banana cream pudding mix in my cabinet.
The powder.
Because you can put that shit in fucking anything.
It's so
and
good.
Make it taste fire.
Sounds awesome.
Smoothies.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I do think I might have some in the fridge. I don't know how long it lasts.
<That's laughs> Just destroy everything. Finally No, Liberty Mutual. Now you're ruining bits. Now the phone's interrupting. This Liberty is someone's Mutual. Fault. Someone else's fault.
Suck my dick. Suck my dick. Suck my dick. Suck my dick.
Liberty Mutual.
Suck my dick.
Has the worst commercials.
Yeah, they got the guy from fucking Whiplash.
It's funny because
JF
Geico probably has, you know, in the world of advertising, probably the best ads.
Their ads are like totally random.
Yeah, them and Skittles.
Yeah,
you know,
Skittles are good.
And then
Old Spice
has become a meme into itself.
Old Spice is kind of like
I'm never mad.
Adult Swim kind of style.
It's one of those things that was good. It might be annoying now, but it was good.
Yeah, it was all right. They had Terry Crews doing that stuff with his
Terry
tits.
Crews apparently is like, what's going on with that guy?
I don't know.
He's like
his whole career
wasn't like black women or something.
Oh, I thought he said he got raped in Hollywood.
He did get raped, or some Jewish guy jacked him off or something. Some big fat Jew just touched his cock at a party.
Ew, happy Hanukkah!
But then I don't know. Black people seem to not like Terry or what's his name, Terry Crews. Terry.
They
Tate?
Don't like him, Terry Crews. I don't know.
Terry Tate was the office linebacker.
Terry's
cool.
Terry Poos.
No, I think Terry Crews was a football player too, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Back in the day.
I don't remember. Terry Crews did some shit over a couple months ago.
I just remember it.
And one day, then somebody sucked my penis.
Terry Crews' whole thing is that he
flexes.
It
turned out that it was a man.
It was Adam.
No, it wasn't.
And I was gay,
no,
but he
wasn't.
Was worse. He had it worse
gay.
Than me.
It wasn't me.
If you had one gold brick that said a golden medal that said gay, you can only place it around the neck of one. You can only adorn one.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Adam would get the medal.
Adam would get it.
Because he was gayer than
he would be the one who gets the medal.
And even though we might be sort of gay.
And then at that point, I would become jealous and give him the medal, but then take the ribbon part for myself.
Oh, you wanted the ribbon.
I want the ribbon.
Well, the ribbon is actually the gay part.
The ribbon is just something that means you're a winner.
The gold.
You can keep the part that says gay. And I'm keeping the ribbon.
Well, actually, the ribbon also says gay.
Then you can have both of them, and,
but you still want it.
But I want
the gold
it
because you're
value.
Gay.
Because I'm the winner.
Because you're gay.
Because I'm the winner.
It gold. Actually turns out that both of you are gay.
Then
stop
all
is
the medals.
Straight. And I didn't eat them.
Then they.
I didn't eat them. No, I saved them
medals,
for you.
You walked the conflict into
because I know that you guys are both homos.
And this conflict was resolved when Stav ate all the medals.
Okay, if I resolved it,
yeah.
I'm a peacekeeper. Very diplomatic. problematic.
But we all know that
there's another type of PC keeps inside his ass. It's the kind of piece that attaches to a man's balls.
No, it doesn't.
And the rest of it's spelled P-E-N-I-S.
Is what Nick sucks. P-N-I-S.
Only at gunpoint to prove how not gay I am.
But he is actually holding the gun. But Nick is holding the gun up to his own head.
Yes.
Fucking off. That's a fucking guy.
That's a crazy move.
The Joker.
It's a psycho move. That's a real
Batman. He just ties up Batman. Yeah, puts the gun Will to Smith his head.
Like, yeah, Jared Leto was crazy on the set. He'd come up to me and he would suck my dick at gunpoint, but he was holding a gun. Let me tell you something. Ever since I started this podcast, people have been asking me for betting tips.
Oh, it's gonna ask nonstop.
Who you got? Lakers or Clippers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, I tell them where you bet is just as important as who you're betting
on. That's so true.
That's true.
That's why I tell people to bet with my bookie. My bookie's rapper's penis fuck
is rock solid, and they've got the best odds, contests, and promotions in the business.
I love that.
The only place I trust to handle my dick and balls.
So true.
My NBA-related bets, the one sports book guaranteed to give me the best lines for the National.
I love the best lines.
I love great
I used to bet at a place that had horrible lines.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But now with this website.
The line is the money line.
Oh, the money line.
Like the odds, you know, plus odds. two and a half.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. I thought they meant like lines for the reads.
No.
Yeah.
Plus 2.5 is a line. It could also be how much bigger Adam's penis gets when it's hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, we've all heard the Brady Bunch theme song. We all know this already.
We've all seen the classic television show. So this place
restaurants that are failing in New York should start whoring themselves out like women are doing on the internet.
OnlyFans style?
Yeah, like restaurant owners. There should be, I mean, I guess sort of the peak of my cave idea.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But it should apply to all of them.
Yeah. Absolutely.
How funny would it be if you go, how funny would that be, folks?
That would
imagine
be really
something
funny.
More hysterical.
Everyone wants to see Mario Batali's asshole.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I guess he showed a lot of people
Guy Fieri in a bowling shirt and flip-flops, but no bottoms.
No bottoms, dude. Just
be hot.
Just as weathered Prince
that's
Albert.
That's a rock star asshole right there, bro. Look at that. I'm thinking about fucking it right now. I got a mirror set up. Mm-hmm. We're here in St. Louis where you can take a look at my hole.
Oh, yeah. Dude, they've been doing guys' grocery games over Zoom. Mm-hmm. It sucks. Magic's gone.
How are they in a...
They mail them something.
What do you do? You're just watching Guy Fieri eat fucking shrimp cocktail on Zoom?
No, grocery games is the competition.
Oh, right. I remember now. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. It's Chopped. It's
I don't understand the premise of that show. It's like, it's a cooking competition.
It's supermarket sweep.
But you can only get ingredients at the place that has all the ingredients.
Mm-hmm. Nah, there's little games. Okay.
What the fuck is that?
There's fucking blue ribbon special or something. Mm-hmm. And there's
only things that start with certain letters.
Sometimes.
Stav seems to know a lot about ribbon recipes.
No, he claims he doesn't eat metals.
A,
it's a type of game in guys' grocery.
Sometimes
you can't go to certain aisles.
I've never eaten all of the metals.
I've never eaten the metals. Except to sales to solve. Listen back to the song.
A decent amount about ribbon recipes.
Listen back to the song.
Mm.
I only ate them to solve all our problems. Mm-hmm. But you guys ultimately are still gay.
It's just somebody in a grocery store parking lot, and they come back to their car, and there's like a note on the bumper that says, "I'm sorry, but I ate your autism awareness ribbon." I apologize.
I thought it was a banana laughing.
It was
taffy.
A last minute impulse
buy. It looked
buy.
Cute. It looked
I was tasty. On the way back to my car, and I had already eaten all my groceries in the parking lot. And I couldn't help myself with just one last snack.
It did look tasty.
One last Susan G. Komen snack.
Wait, what's the yellow ones? Oh, that's
the troops.
The troops is yellow.
Troops is yellow.
Didn't they steal that from Livestrong? Was that Lance
No,
Armstrong?
Livestrong was after that.
No.
There was a song called Tie a Ribbon Around the Old Oak Tree, and it was for the troops.
Was it for a yellow ribbon?
Yeah, tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree.
You know what's weird is that
by Tony Orlando.
You turn any of those ribbons sideways, it's the Jesus fish.
That's true.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. And brother, that's something that...
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, brother, that's something that I think about a lot. There's a lot of things you can turn sideways and they mean something else.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Like a swastika.
Well,
I think it's the same name. Oh, then it's Buddhist.
It's an ancient Buddhist symbol warning people about dangerous parasites in society.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not that part.
They own 98% of the world.
I got to say, anyway, we don't have to fucking say it, but it's a cool looking thing.
It is weird that 11% of the population has 100% of the gay sex.
Taken away from that
is... It's a very cool shape.
That is... Taken away from its one of the coolest shapes, it's a cool shape.
It's very fun to draw.
But let me just be clear, the context makes it bad.
It's simple. Sign up and enter promo code. what is it, my bookies? Is it Cumtown 20? It's got to be Cumtown 21. Let me just... They sent me an email, so I'll go ahead.
Yeah, it's really simple.
Mybookie....
I freaking love mybookie.ag.
I love it.
I don't know if they've changed.
Or, yeah.
What the fuck is that? That's Switzerland?
Yeah, it's somewhere. It's somewhere.
AG is gold.
It's somewhere it's where gold. They definitely force you to pay people on time. Mm-hmm. It's that kind of company. Or my bookie. Let me see here. .ag.
My bookie. .ag. Live read copy. Yep.
Yep, that's the website.
My bookie.
Yeah, it's awesome. They got a 50% sports welcome bonus.
Love that.
You can bet with Bitcoin.
Cumtown is the promo code.
They got slots. They got live odds.
Bitcoin doing hot right now, except for today.
Yeah, it hit 34 over the weekend.
First deposit bonus up to 1,000. So that's some really good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to do that because listen, the playoffs, the NBA, the NFL playoffs are coming up. We got the NBA season. There's games every fucking day.
Match your deposit up to $1,000. I don't know if we said that.
I believe we did.
I wish I knew more about sports betting. I wish I knew more about any kind of betting.
Mm-hmm.
You could get into betting.
Nah, I can't. I'm too lazy and emotional.
Interesting.
I only know how to
exactly the kind of people who are into sports betting.
Yeah, but I don't like doing any kind of analysis. You got to just fucking. You just fire things off,
mm-hmm.
and if you're wrong, who gives a shit? And if mm-hmm. you're right, then you don't. It's important you don't gloat about it,
right?
You just fucking
take the fucking winnings.
Yeah, it's fun to guess. I like guessing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the consequences, good or bad.
I wonder how good you would do if you just.
This is why I don't think
with a better record.
This is why I don't think that libel suits should exist. I like to guess. I like to be like, yeah, Rick Moranis molested his children. And that's why he had to stop acting.
It was a guess.
It's a guess.
Right. Even though it's because his wife died.
I'm yeah. guessing.
His wife killed herself after she caught him molesting.
I don't believe that's mm-hmm. the case.
And it's a guess. And if
that's why I
But there's you. So what's the gamble here? If you're right, you don't get sued for libel?
If I go to court and I'm like...
Can you prove it?
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, may I interest you in a game of chance cube? Heads, if it comes up six, Rick Moranis, he molested his children. And if the cube says anything else, then I go to jail. And the judge is like, you can't, that's not how it works. And the jury's like, we want to play the game.
We want to play chance cube.
Fuck you, judge.
Fuck I'm like, you.
What it lands on three. The judge has raped and murdered his children.
What is chance cube? Just a piece of dice?
It's just a dice. Yeah, it's a
yeah,
piece
space
of
space dice.
Not a piece of dice, but
yeah. Space
a
dice.
A piece of ass.
A regular six-sided
I can't dice. Wait to get a piece of ass in space.
Dude, I want a little sick. Piece of pussy pie myself. Space pussy. I've made no secret of my desire to fuck a bitch that's green with huge tits.
Mm-hmm.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Deora Baird, I believe is how you say her name, in Star Trek, the first one. Captain Kirk is getting pussy from her.
Yeah. Give me that green pussy.
Let me see your pussy.
Let me get my penis inside your pussy.
Now, if her tits are... Okay.
Yeah.
Her skin is green. Her pussy must be a... darker color.
Why
right?
don't you just fuck an Indian girl? I feel like that's as close as you're going to get.
No, it's they're alien.
All
kind,
they're all I mean, kinds of colors.
First of all, I would. I'm yeah. not. I mean, I would like to.
Mm-hmm.
If any Indian women are out there hey, with big tits or
down
not,
there,
hit me
it's
up.
It's purple. It's pink. It's kind of looks like.
Well, that's what I'm saying. What color would a
like
green
the part
lady's
of a,
pussy
like a
would
dog
look like?
That doesn't have any fur? Mm, on
I wouldn't go that far.
You ever see an animal that's a misses some of its fur, and it's got all kinds of spots.
Like that, a surgery.
Certain people's pussies are like that, is what you're saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. I'm wondering, do you think a green alien lady...
It's a purple
lady,
pussy.
It's purple, you think?
It's a purple pussy.
That would be cool.
That's settled. We all know that.
So it's Barney. It's reverse Barney.
Yeah, they're complementary colors.
Barney is mostly purple, but green, a little bit of green.
I remember being a teenager.
That would be cool. I would like to fuck a purple pussy.
Working with a Pakistani woman, and every time I talked to her, I thought about how her pussy was probably purple. Literally, every time I spoke to her, I would be like, man, I want to see you. Is it purple?
Do you really think it's purple?
Maybe.
I don't think so.
No?
No. I think the inside of a pussy is pink.
No matter what the they're all pink on the inside, I believe, is a thing I've heard racist people have said about why they have sex with different races.
Indian racist pussy.
Oh, so I just said a racist
thing. I'm talking Indian pussy, and it's taking me...
I was trying to say something.
It's taking me to dan9n.com.
You didn't say something racist. But I have heard that.
Oh, wow.
And I remember thinking, well, that's fucked up, because though that's true...
That's purple, my friend.
It might be the lighting.
Okay. I guess that's dark lighting.
I would say it's a darker pink pussy,
but it's a pink.
It's a deeper pink.
It's a deep pink.
It's purple. That's purple.
That's pink.
That's purple.
That's what the band Deep Purple was named.
They were getting Indian pussy. Indian
pussy. Smoke on a woman's pussy. The pussies are all purple. Suck on my penis and let me fuck your ass. Dude, how good did it feel to play Deep Purple on the fucking guitar when you were like 11?
Yeah. You're like, I'm playing a riff, brother.
I'm a rock. I'm a rock man.
Is that Eric Clapton also?
No, it's Deep Purple.
I'm pretty sure every song is Eric Clapton.
Yeah, our old pal.
It's so funny that after we did that episode, all this shit came out about him being like racist and denying COVID.
Well, we could have.
I had no idea.
That's because God walks with the boys.
That's true. Yeah, if that's not a sign that God is on our side, I don't know what is.
We bend reality to our will.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm hoping an alien with big tits comes and sucks me off.
Layla.
Layla. The Chinese are lying to
us. Lay down, Sally. Suck you down my dick. I got balls in my dick is hard just to fuck your mouth.
Suck you down my dick.
Suck you down my dick.
Lay down, Sally. Suck you down my dick. Some unplugged playing. Some gentlemen, Sir Eric Clapton.
Yeah, I guess we didn't.
Suck
you on my dick.
I got balls and my dick is hard just to fuck your mouth.
What song is that?
Lay down, Sally.
I don't know that song.
We're going to pull it up. We got the fucking cord.
We do have the cord now.
Now that they made it a federal crime to stream music on a podcast, I'm going to break that.
Is it really?
It's possible.
You're trying to get us in trouble with the feds?
No, dude. Isn't it cultural commentary?
No.
Yeah, NPR can talk about fucking music and then they talk about it. They play a snippet all the time, and then they talk about it. That's what we're doing.
We're snippet boys.
We play a snippet, and we discuss.
They pay for all of those.
I don't think they do. Yeah. It's fair use.
You're listening to NPR.
Suck my dick now, Sally. Is that the song you're talking about?
No.
No, that's...
Oh, yeah.
Damn, I love rock.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is up? Dude, how funny would it be to be a guy that loves classic rock?
We're listening to fucking Eric Clapton, and I don't know how long this fucking pandemic's gonna go on.
Oh, yeah, I know this song.
Fuck my ass.
I'm fucking gay.
You can suck my dick and ass. You can take a shit on my chest.
Yeah.
Let me eat your shit. Lay down, Sally. I'll suck you down my dick.
Yeah.
Fuck my ass. Lay down, Sally. And fuck you in my ass.
There you go.
Yeah, that's a good song.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny. British people really were just stealing from American black people, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the whole story.
Because when you think about it, it's like America doesn't have like really a... a cruel racial past so much as it was like sort of like a startup incubator for the British Empire. Let's put all the races together and let them kill themselves until they come up with a new type of music.
Mm-hmm. Until a gay one of them comes up with a good music.
There's a type of music.
Shouts out to Little Richard. That song was about fucking people in the ass, right? Tutti Frutti?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. There's just something about, like, shit and cum or something.
A wop bop a doo bop.
Little Richard rocks. That guy fucking rules.
He rocks.
R.I.P. gay as hell, going, woo!
Rest in peace.
Probably getting pussy and fucking ass and getting his ass fucked with, like,
fucking a chick while wearing a bra.
With awesome hair.
Yeah, that guy.
Thick eyebrows, a little pencil mustache.
I'm gay!
Dude, yeah. We're a music podcast now.
Yeah. Today we're
welcome to Top of the Pops.
Welcome to top of the list. We got the top 10 here.
We've got the best songs.
Who is that?
I don't know. Casey Kasem.
This is Andy Rooney.
Back in my day, you just suck a dick. Now everybody wants to put it in your ass. I don't want a dick in my ass. That's where shit comes out. Being gay used to be simple. That's why it meant happy. I was happy to suck a dick. I don't want to have to stretch my ass out with a limousine just to learn how to keep up with the times.
I don't want to have to pronounce emphysema wrong.
I don't want to have to pronounce emphysema wrong as a bit.
It wasn't a bit.
Nowadays, comedians are trying to get away with just saying words wrong.
No, I wasn't doing that thing.
And the ones who aren't are reinventing themselves as public intellectuals.
At least
back in my day, comedians used to suck cock.
Oh, fuck.
Suck my dick now, Sally.
Suck my penis down, Sally. Suck my penis down slow.
You gotta suck it slow.
You gotta suck the dick slow. There's two bulls. There's a young bull and an older bull. And the older bull, he's gay.
Yes.
And the younger bull is straight, and there's a bunch of cows down in the field. And the younger bull says, let's go down there. Let's run down there and fuck all those cows. And the older bull holds him down and he rapes him.
He says, shut up. Yeah. You're gay now.
Okay, cut. No, that's, you got the story wrong. I got the story the way I want it, Mac.
He's Joe Biden now.
Listen here, dick cock. I had a bunch of spiders shoved up my ass. They're making cobwebs up there.
Yo, by the way, shout out to Hunter, dude. He's doing art. He's copying you, Adam.
I know.
Hunter Biden is doing an art exhibit. We got to go.
Hunter sucks my cock.
We both walk.
Hunter, my son does what he needs to do to suck my cock.
I saw there's a in the.
Is it in New York? Can we go?
Does he have a show?
He's got a show somewhere.
Oh, I'm trying to go, dude.
I'm trying to go for sure. Shout out to the ledge.
So much puss.
Hunter the ledge Biden.
Yeah, he's doing cocaine and having sex with Malia Obama.
That's what. Yeah, there's a picture.
Isn't
they
she
say
like
that,
16?
There's a picture that says from the laptop hack that has a line
Malia's
chopped
like
up next to Malia's.
Malia's like, I'm 16. I like getting my pussy fucked.
I want to get fucked.
I want to get fucked. And, do cocaine?
I think she's like 21, not that I've been tracking.
Mr. Adam's been Googling me.
He's trying to fuck my pussy.
You can't just Google me to find out if I'm of age. You gotta take a chance. This is the way Hunter did it. He took a chance. He didn't know. He thought I was 16. Sucked his cock.
Dude, if Hunter got pussy from the Obama
girls,
that would
be so sick.
That would be so fucking funny.
He just has to fuck. He's like the guy from Californication.
Yeah.
He just has to fuck everyone in his
Didn't
path.
David Duchovny just do that to get some pussy?
Yeah, he went to sex rehab.
Somebody has huge tits on that show, and she's somebody's daughter.
Yeah, I know. I remember that scene.
Is it Susan Sarandon's daughter has huge tits?
I think it is.
Because those puppies probably run in the goddamn family.
Big old sweater puppies.
Good Lord, them shits were delicious that when I saw them.
Yeah, it was someone's kid, but she but had Scully.
She had huge tits.
Jumbo yum yum.
I want to fuck Scully so bad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She's so hot.
And she gets good pussy, too.
She's still hot, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Jillian
Anderson.
Yeah.
She fucked Megan Fox. I saw a picture of them all about to have sex.
In real life?
Yeah, they were like leaving a club and they both looked horny.
I would love
horny.
To watch. They were lesbian with each other.
Scully.
That sounds awesome.
That's tight, dude.
That's so cool.
That is cool.
Scully and
I got hard, no joke, thinking about
and
that.
And Candyman era Virginia Madsen fuck each other while I hold a gun to my head.
Just like a guy's cock.
And now we're going to play a game.
They're like, okay, well, we're just going to leave if you're just going to point it at your own head.
I'm going to kill myself.
I'm going to kill myself.
We don't care. Oh.
That's such a funny visual.
Can I at least see your pussies?
I'm gay.
Then why do you want to see us fuck?
Yeah.
Just do it.
Just.
I didn't really think it through. I didn't consider how any of this would go.
Fuck. Goddamn. Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Suck my dick now, Sally. What are we going to get for lunch,
suck
boys?
What song is that?
It's the band, The Weight.
Suck my penis.
Oh, yeah, but now I'm confused.
No, it's not The Weight.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking, there's a song that goes, The Weight, or is it The Work?
No.
It's a Springsteen song.
The Take a Load Off Sally is The Weight.
The Work. The Work or some shit. The Weight. The Weight. What song is that?
Of my shit.
No.
It's Take a Load Off Annie.
Take a load off Annie, man.
Yeah, Annie, yeah.
There's a fuck, the word. He says something over and over again.
This is definitely a song where somebody says something over and
over
again.
It's Bruce Springsteen. I think it's The Weight. The Weight. The Weight. Maybe it's The Work.
Yeah, we'll figure that out before the next one. Where do you guys want to get lunch?
That's a great question, mate.
I've been maybe a nice sandwich. I don't know. Are you guys on diets these days?
I mean, I'm, but
not
you know,
real. I'm just not going crazy.
Yeah, right, we'll just have a response.
I was going fucking wild.
Oh yeah, dude. I was fucked up from like December 20th.
I know.
I would get like a yesterday. Box of those rich frosted Edamame's donuts and eat the entire thing myself.
Respect.
It's like, oh, I'll have donuts for the man.
Suck my fucking penis.
Touch my penis. Fuck me in my ass. So what do we got? Movie reviews. We got a bunch of shit that come out recently.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman, 1984.
Mm-hmm. Looked like
I
shit
didn't see
to
it.
Me.
Here's my review. It sucks.
Looked like shit. Didn't see it.
Who cares?
I didn't see it either. My father called me up to say that it was a piece of shit.
Wow.
Yeah. He didn't like it.
Interesting. Yeah. Let's get some damn lunch.
Yeah, I'm hungry now.
Buy my calendars, folks. You still got time. We have a couple left. It's
we got
the beginning of the year.
Yeah, we got.
Go to stabby.biz.
11 and a half good months out of that calendar.
No, more than that. It's the fucking. It's the, what is this, the sixth right now?
It's the fourth.
Well, you know, when it comes out.
The fourth. And then, we got shirts fully restocked.
Love it.
Come.town.
Love it.
So everything should be in there. And then probably we'll do a rollout next month of maybe a couple new. I don't know if we're going to go more hoodies or something because it'll be winter for a while.
That's so true, man.
So maybe we'll offer a couple more of those. But everything's in. You get that Slurple Brain hoodie. Everyone was demanding it. They said,
bring that
back.
That
thing that you never said on the show.
That was the thing you texted.
I think that was from the text. Yeah.
It was something that I thought maybe was on the show. I don't know. But that's really what you want is because nothing on Come.town is a podcast shirt. You should never wear a podcast shirt. I saw a girl wearing a Pod Save America shirt the other day, and I almost pushed her onto the train tracks.
Well, I think a nice amount of the shirts on there are podcast shirts, aren't they?
No, none of them. Literally not a single one says the name of the podcast, and it all works outside of the context of Okay. Andre's Steakhouse, if somebody sees you wearing that, they're like, what is that? If it's a black person asking, you're like, I don't know, it's just some restaurant.
It's a really good restaurant. It just closed down. And here's your cover. Yeah. It closed down because of coronavirus.
Because the owner died of coronavirus.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. My favorite restaurant closed down. I just found out yesterday.
If it's a white person asking you,
Little Dick Sandwiches?
Sammy's Romanian Steakhouse is now closed down.
That
I wanted
sucks.
To go with the boys.
We never went.
I wanted to go with the boys. I said I'd do my birthday there last year.
Fuck, dude.
The virus shut it down.
I was trying to do a show for like a one of those car dealerships. It's like, you know, like Bob Poon, Honda.
Mm, that's good.
Or Ken Shits.
Ken Shit Toyota.
Yeah.
Ken Shit Hyundai.
Yeah. Dave asshole fuck.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Scion.
Scion dealership.
Michael Pussy Scion.
That's a great idea. Well, go to cum.town.
I couldn't figure out the style.
Cum.town for t-shirts.
Listen, you
not play around with a lot of
people. Right. Respect.
It takes a while, man.
Hey, you're an artist.
There's things I spent months on, and then I get close to being done. I'm like, no, this is the mark.
It's not good enough.
Goes right in the trash.
Get the fuck out of here.
I had when I was doing all those Dudes Rock summer shirts, I spent a month doing Mount Rushmore with fucking Don Simpson.
Dorner.
WPA style travel poster shirt with Dorner, Don Simpson, Michael McDonald, and then I forget who the last one. Oh, Paul Newman.
Yeah, that's a good lineup.
Those
honestly.
Are the four coolest guys.
Those are some cool guys.
Yeah. Those are some cool guys.
And it was Mount Rushmore, and I spent a very long time on it.
And you threw it away.
I threw it away because I couldn't get the likeness right on fucking Don Simpson. The rest of them was fine.
You gotta
try then you
gotta
swap
again.
Out Don.
No. I couldn't do it.
That's Nick's Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
Those are your guys.
Yeah.
Who are your guys, man?
All right.
All right, well, folks, come to town, stavi.biz for the calendars. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.